And welcome to another session of Afro Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Manik and I love God, life and my music. What do you love? Today, we'll be talking about something very important. I got feedback from some of my viewers and from their trends and what I was watching. I discovered that there is a problem, and this problem is something that we need to talk about. We need to talk about this thing that has proven to be an issue. And what is that? We'll talk about it when we come back from this short break. My topic today is, do you need to get high to make music? I find this topic very, very important to talk about because I have been there. Like I always say in all my shows, I've been there, and I won't say anything that I have not experienced. You know, people, different artists, different musicians, different strategies. They use different strategies to make music. My advice is that one should use whatever works for them. Whatever works for you is what you should use. If you are going to get high before you make music, just make sure it doesn't affect your flow and it doesn't affect what you are supposed to do. Because if it does, then you're just getting high for nothing. And one thing you should consider is that professionals do not need to get high to make music or to make art. Professionals don't need inspiration to make art. They just come in and do their work. That is what professionalism is. But, like I said, everyone has got his own strategy. And my own advice is, you should do whatever works for you. I've had discussions with so many Nigerian artists, and a lot of them say they don't smoke, they don't drink, they don't get high before they make music. For those who are just joining and doesn't know what we're talking about, the topic once again is, do you need to get high to make music? Yes. Getting high, for our non-African viewers or non-Nigerian listeners, getting high is when one gets intoxicated. It's when one takes alcohol. It could be alcohol, it could be cigarette, it could be weed, tobacco, whatever works for anybody, just to make art or just to, this in this situation is strictly to make art. It's not for it's not a recreational thing. It's not something you do on your leisure. Some people cannot work without getting intoxicated, without getting high, and I'm not against that. I totally support it. And I don't support it as well, because on the long run, getting high has got so many disadvantages. Depends on what you take. Some people take hard drugs, some people take soft drugs. But I don't classify any drug as soft drug. I see every drug as hard drug. Some people need to smoke weed before they can write down something, before they can pen down something. I remember I used to suffer from that too. If I have not smoked weed or I've not taken a little bit of alcohol, I wouldn't be able to write my music or make my music comfortably, especially if I'm around others who are not usually around me when I'm making my music. They're not usually around during the creative process. I used to find it very difficult to flow, to do things without getting intoxicated. And then I sat down one day and said, why get intoxicated? Why don't do things without getting intoxicated? I mean, I used to do it without getting intoxicated. What happened? How did everything change? I thought to myself, and I decided to work towards not getting intoxicated before making art, before making music. I decided to change because, like I said, professionals do not wait for inspiration. They just come in and do their job and get out. So if you're upcoming and you're not professional yet, you still need to get high if you really want to get high. you know, you can still do it. I'm not against it. But then again, you need to think about your future. You need to think about what you really want from the music, you know. For every one superstar that gets recognized today, there's 1,000 unknown musicians. There's 1,000 unknown underground artists. For every one Burna Boy that gets recognized and wins a Grammy, there is 1,000 other Burna Boys on the ground who are still trying to come outside. Their name might not be Burna Boys, but they have been influenced by Burna Boy. And which is a good thing, because to be like someone, you need to be influenced by that person normally. But then again, they get the wrong idea. A lot of people think it's just all about smoking and drinking and, you know, getting high. And I've worked with a lot of artists, and not a lot, but the few artists I've worked with, some were like that, others were professional. I noticed that some of them don't even know what they do again after getting intoxicated. Some of them do not even have the ability to make proper music after getting intoxicated. And you see them saying, I can't sing without getting high. You can't make music without getting high. Yes, you can. You can make music without getting high. And your music itself will be rich. It will be very, very rich if you can do it without what? Getting high. The other time we talked about the musician mindset. Everyone has got his own mindset. Everyone has got what he or she thinks that will make them prosper or achieve fame in the music industry. But my prayer to you is that you achieve fame, because if you don't, you're on the wrong path. You're going to really do yourself a lot of harm if you cannot quit such habits at the end of the day. What you don't know, you don't know. No one tells you about the time your A-list artist goes to the hospital for checkups. No one tells you they have a doctor at standby checking them regularly. No one tells you that. But the only thing you see are the misdemeanors or characters that corrupts the mindset of an upcoming musician. You know, if I'd known, but I have no regrets though, but growing up, if I'd known that getting high to make music was a hoax, I wouldn't have touched a weed. I wouldn't have touched weed one day. I wouldn't have touched a bottle of drink for one day. But what's done is done. The deed is already done, and I cannot go back and change it. But then the only thing I can do is talk about my experience and let other people know that you do not need to get high to make music. You do not need to get intoxicated to make good music. Good music is in your soul and your ear. When you have a good ear and you listen to sound, you have a good sense of tonality, like my brother Excel would say. You're good to go. Getting high is just another advantage, and you do not need to do it all the time. You do not need to get high all the time just to make music. That is where the confusion comes in. Shout out to Mojizi, my friend and course mate back in University of Port Harcourt. We did music together. We studied music together in University of Port Harcourt. He made me understand that smoking before making music isn't necessary. Although he used to smoke, but that is when he wants to write a song. And I noticed that is actually better, because when you want to write your songs, you can actually smoke and look for inspiration. You look around you, look at the greens, look at what's going on around you. Nothing stops you from smoking. But when it comes to making your music, I would urge you to be professional about it. Yes, be professional about it. My advice would be like this. You can smoke or get high. You can get high before making the music. That is during the writing stage. You can get high while writing the music, after writing the music. However, when you want to record the music, you should limit your highness. You should limit how you get high, because most times you might be working with an outside producer. Your producer might not be in-house. Your music makers might not be in-house, and you can have people who are there who do not actually like the habit. So in order to be professional, you need to at least curtail the habit a bit. You need to reduce it. You need to, like, even if possible, stop it for that time until your music is done. Because you need to be active to make good music. A lot of people do not tell you that behind every good song and every hit song you hear today, there is a songwriter and someone who's there beside that artist, getting ready to arrange the music and getting ready to pinpoint whatever is wrong in the music. Yes, that's what a lot of people do not tell you. But then I see a lot of upcoming making music without a songwriter, without a good producer, without someone, without an A&R. They just make this music themselves and they think getting high and making this music is all that matters. No, it's not all that matters. Like I said, depends on what works for you. You can do anything. You can choose to get high as you like, but make sure it doesn't affect your workflow. Make sure it doesn't affect your creative process. Your creative process and your workflow is the most important thing, because you cannot dish out bad music out there unless you do not have a good plan for yourself in this music industry, especially the Afro beats genre. This Afro beats music is I won't say it's crazy, but it's crazy actually. I'm not gonna say it's crazy, but it's crazy, because the moment you stop dropping, that is the moment people start forgetting you. So how long will you smoke and drink? How long will you get high? You're gonna get high till you die, till you grow old, till you retire from music? I don't think so. If you're getting high now, I pray you make it. I pray you do it. I pray you blow. I pray your music makes it into mainstream, and pray you get recognized. Because if you don't, you're setting yourself up for the future that's filled with hardship. Especially once health complications start arising as a result of this highness you've been engaging in. As a result of the drinks and the smokes you've been consuming while you were making music at a young age. Yes, exactly. So one needs to be careful. One needs to watch out. One needs to know what he really wants in this music. You don't need to get carried away. Just be true to yourself. Be original. Do what works for you. Do not follow what you think will work for you because you've seen it work for another person. No. Everybody is different. Every malam has got his own kettle. You don't look at Mr. A and say, okay, Mr. A smokes and drinks, therefore if I smoke and drink, I will sing like Mr. A. It doesn't work that way. So we're coming to the end of the program, and before we do that, before we come to the end of the podcast, I want you to do what's right. Never forget to make good music. Good music is what matters. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter what genre of music you make. But the most important thing is to make good music. If smoking and getting high helps you make good music, continue. But if it doesn't, please stop it and concentrate on making good songs. Concentrate on making good sounds. Once that is achieved and you've achieved the professional, you've achieved something in your music, then you can decide to engage in whatever you want to do, because you know at the end of the day you're covered, but nothing is ever sure. So you need to be really sure of what you're getting yourself involved in before you do. You need to be really sure of your life. You need to be really sure of your stand, like we said yesterday. before you get yourself involved in anything, because sometimes people do not have your best interest at heart. What you think is right might not be right, because nobody ever comes to tell you their sad side, the sad part of their story. No one ever comes to tell you the time they were down. No one ever comes to tell you the time they've had a surgery, a surgical operation. No one ever tells you that the body part that came with them from birth is in the same body part that's in the system. No one ever tells you that they've had kidney transplant, they've had liver transplant. No one ever tells you they've had surgery done because of this intoxicating substance they take into their system. So be wise, watch yourself, and guide your heart diligently. Make good music. Never stop making good music, because the music you make now is not for now, but it's for the future. So if you're an upcoming and you're still trying to make good music and you're looking for a way to get inspired to make good music, do not turn to drug if it doesn't work for you. Do not get the idea that you need to get high to do music. No, that's not an original idea. Okay? That's not an original idea. The original idea is to do whatever works for you. Do whatever works for you. If it's not good for you, you stop it. But if you see that it's good for you, you continue. But what is good for you now might not be good for you in the long run. So the most important thing is to do what? To watch yourself. Yes, watch yourself. Alright, that's all time we permit us to take today. Thanks for staying with us till the end. I want you to like our content, subscribe, and join us next week for another educational session. Until then, it's goodbye from me. I remain Manic. Thank you very much.